In Luke chapter 1, we have recorded words from Mary when she says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he has said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. This passage, the prayer, is also known as the Magnificat, which simply means, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And as Mary was magnifying the Lord, she names things that he does for his people. He remembered the covenant with Abraham to bless the nations through his descendants. He remembered Israel when they cried out to him from Egypt. He remembered his promise to David that he would always have a son on the throne. He remembered the hope he gave to Israel through his prophets. He remembered his covenant, the redemption of Israel from Egypt, the promise to David, the hope of Israel and the prophets. But just before Jesus died, Jesus told us he remembered us. And he told us to remember him, to remember him at his table. Jesus told us he was thinking about us as he was preparing to die for us. And so as the church has been called to remembrance, it's to remember that Christ died so that we could live. So when we come to his table, do we remember? Do we remember the sacrifice that he made? Or do we come and it's a ritual for us? Does the bread being his body mean anything? Do we remember that he was tortured, that he suffered for us? As we partake of the cup representing his blood, do we remember that it was blood shed? Because without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. So as we partake, let us remember the covenant that God has made with us through Jesus Christ, that our sins will be remembered no more if we are in Christ Jesus. Where is the sacrifice in the Lord's Supper? It's not in the bread and the juice, but it's in the identification with the Lord Jesus Christ, that he sacrificed his perfect body for us. Let us pray. Father, as we have a time of remembrance, let us remember that it's not what we've done for you, it's what you've done for us. It's that you have called us into a relationship with you, that we can have forgiveness of sins, Father, that we can have life everlasting. And so we remember that your blood was shed, your body was broken, so that we might have that life. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.